Thank you, Marjorie. We really do have a bumper collection of recordings for you this time. This edition of Chatterbox will include four sets of news stories from the evening news, letters from the paper's readers, information desk, and two very different features. The first is about the Norwich Castle excavations, and the second discusses fairy loaves. However, we will start with the news. And here is Nikki Barnes to introduce the first group of stories.
We'll start with two topics that resulted in later letters to the evening news. A man has been blasted for harassing seals at Horsey Beach. In Norwich, the number of licensed e-scooters is going to double. One of the evening news columnists wrote later about being menaced by e-scooter riders. The big national and international story was, of course, Afghanistan, and there's been an impressive local response to the refugees' needs. Another major local story was the continued operation to fight drug trading, with a 14-year-old found hiding drugs in a teddy bear. Here's Don to start with the disappointing news from Horsey.
Anger, as footage shows a man harassing a pregnant seal. A man has been blasted for taunting a pregnant seal and disturbing many others at Horsey. The man, part of a group with a toddler, is seen aggressively approaching the colony and chasing a pregnant grey seal which had no option but to escape into the water. The footage has been tagged as shocking and distressing and added calls for stronger laws to protect seals. Hayley Allison from Norwich, who was behind the lens, described how she had been walking with her sister and nephew on Sunday when she witnessed the abuse. Initially, she was concerned for a young child among the group as well as for the seals, as the adults jostled and attempted to push each other over. Wardens that had been deployed for the first time ever in August to deal with the spike in seal worrying. Peter Ansell, chairman of the Friends of Horsey Seals, said, "This is a terribly irresponsible action by the participants, not only putting themselves and their children, small child, at risk, but deliberately and wantonly disturbing a number of pregnant females, which could potentially cause premature births. Over 11,000 people have put their names to a petition calling for stronger laws to protect seals, but 100,000 are needed to force a debate in Parliament."
Norwich is set to see around 100 extra e-scooters on its roads after a successful bid to expand the Beryl scheme. Beryl has announced that its e-scooter fleet in the city centre will increase, with 250 scooters now readily available to the public. It comes after the initial introduction back in March 2020, which saw 89 Beryl bays with 465 pedal bikes and 115 e-bikes introduced to Norwich for the first time. Later that year, the company then announced that around 100 e-scooters would also be made available in the city after receiving government approval by the Department of Transport as part of the nationwide trial for rental e-scooters. To celebrate the expansion of the scheme, the company is giving all new and existing bike and e-bike users in Norwich the first 10 minutes of their very first scooter ride free until September the 20th. Beryl CEO Philip Ellis said, "We're so pleased to be offering more e-scooters to those who live, work and visit Norwich as a sustainable and safe way to get around this brilliant city. The introduction of these additional e-scooters will have a positive impact on the local environment, bring a bit more fun into people's daily routines and encourage more people to think about smarter ways to travel." Martin Wilby, Norfolk County Council's Cabinet Member for Highways, Infrastructure and Transport, added, "This government-backed trial is designed to help provide the crucial evidence needed when ministers are considering the future legal basis of e-scooters. Its continuation and expansion will be carefully monitored. Beryl encourages safe, responsible riding only on roads and cycle lanes where scooters are permitted. Any user caught riding while under the influence of alcohol could lead to drink driving charges, including points on their licence or a driving ban."
People are sitting outside pubs beneath fairy lights and children on their school holidays straggle around the dinosaur statues dotted about the city. Ah, bliss! Until out of nowhere materialises the silent menace that is the cavalier e-scooter rider. Creeping up on the tired and the partially sighted, people fly around the place like bats out of hell. Wesselgate is the worst for it, which, as it happens, is also a favourite runaway for cyclists who appear to be chasing down maximum velocity. I didn't have a problem with cyclists or people who use these scooters. It looks like great fun, and the greener the better. But the fact that more scooters are coming into the city is welcome, as I can really see the benefit to people who live and work here. But I spend half my time looking over my shoulder, worrying that I'll be taken out by a teenager travelling at 30 miles an hour on two wheels. Crossing St. Stephen's Street last week, a bloke on a scooter whizzed by so close that I could smell his aftershave. It made me jump, and that was that. But there were buses heading down the street. If either me or him had made one wrong move, it could have ended badly for both of us. Now I'm rolling my eyes at this next bit, but this guy wasn't wearing a helmet. It's not chic that it does give you helmet hair, but if you insist on making death dashes in front of large moving vehicles, then at least give yourself a chance. I'm not a fan of raining on parades, but I'm too young to pull off great grumpy about the ways of the world. If you're taking to the streets on chunks of hefty metal, remember that you can do some damage to others as well as yourself.
The astounding response of people offering to help Afghan refugees who make new homes in the Norwich area has been hailed by council bosses with offers of help every 5 minutes. With refugees ousted out of the country after the Taliban took control, now in the UK, there's a race against time to get homes across the country, including in the Norwich area, ready for their arrival. Under the Afghan Relocations and Assistance Policy, Norfolk had been expecting to resettle 50 people, 19 of whom have already arrived. But under the government's new Afghan Citizens Resettlement Scheme, which will see up to 20,000 vulnerable Afghan refugees settled in the UK, more are due to arrive. While it remains unclear just how many refugees will be settled in Norfolk, or exactly what funding will be provided by the government to support them, council bosses are having to figure out how they'll accommodate them. Landlords in Norwich, Broadland and South Norfolk have been asked to offer homes where whole Afghan refugee families can be housed. County Hall has appealed for donations to furnish those homes, including requests for new mattresses, curtains, dining tables and chairs, small appliances such as toasters and microwaves, fridges, washing machines, cookers, sofas, armchairs, televisions, DVD players, wardrobes and garden tools. And people have also been donating clothing at a Live UK's drop-off point in Chantry Place in Norwich. Andrew Proctor, leader of Norfolk County Council, said, "It's important to understand that when we welcome these individuals and families to Norfolk, it includes a commitment to help them settle here and to build a new life. While accommodation is a first step, our people from abroad team go far beyond that in helping refugees that arrive in Norfolk."
A vulnerable 14-year-old boy hid crack cocaine and heroin in a teddy bear as part of a county lines operation, a court was told. Terry Coogan, 32, and Leonardo Cardoso, 22, were both jailed at Norwich Crown Court yesterday after admitting supply and possession of the drugs in Norwich from November 2019 to February 2020. The court heard that on February the 8th last year, Coogan and Cardoso were arrested at Barton Mills service station driving from Norwich to Grantham with a 14-year-old, who had been caught up in the operation, on board. The court heard the two men were part of an extensive network of county lines from London to Norwich. Police had been alerted in concerns about the 14-year-old's whereabouts, and he was arrested at a property after being found storing crack cocaine and heroin in a teddy bear on February the 13th last year. Cardoso also pleaded guilty to two counts of trafficking, while Coogan was found guilty at Norwich Magistrate Court in April. Recorder John Bate Williams jailed both men.